All right, Alex, listen, I've lost count of all the guys that you've dated as far as the names that we've given them, but I see that we have an update. What happened? You went on a date a couple of weeks ago, and we haven't heard anything about it.
Yeah, I told you that some friends that I had made here in Indy, a married couple, were setting me up with someone that they knew, and then I said I was going on a first date, double date, and never spoke about it again.
Yeah, you went, like, silent.
I went silent because I truly needed some time to mentally readjust and gather my thoughts on how in the world I was going to tell you this story. So I'm just going to start from the beginning, and I'm going to walk you through this winding delicious road of my dating life. So this guy, first of all, we were all supposed to meet at a restaurant, which would have been fine because I feel like you have more control in a public setting like that, where I could have said, you know, I'm only going to stay for one drink and then leave. And then I would have felt comfortable. I can pick what I want to eat off a menu, you know, all of those types of things.
It's a neutral ground.
Well, last minute, the girl that is our mutual friend that was setting us up texted me and said, hey, instead of going to the restaurant, how about you come over to our house? It'll be much more relaxed that way, and then you can meet him that way. Well, I've never been on a double date before, first of all.
Okay.
Second of all, I've never done a first date double date, so I don't know him either. So I was like, well, maybe she's right. I don't know. I've never done a double date. Maybe it is more relaxed to do it at somebody's house. Well, I get there, not even close to being more relaxed. First of all, as soon as this guy starts talking to me, I am like, it is within 5 moments of saying, hi, I'm Alex, nice to meet you, that I'm like, I'm not interested. It is so immediate for
that
me.
That quick, you buzz the dude?
Immediately.
It's like a limit date.
It's just me.
Is that too old?
It's just that I have an intuition and a feeling, and I know whether a guy is my type or not, and he had a very weird, introverted, mousy personality. He was, basically, I had only been following him on Instagram and him following me, and then we would like each other's photos and then like comment cute things on each other's photos for like a week before we met.
I remember never spoken making to fun him. Of you. That was well, so random.
I know, it was.
He liked his photo.
So basically, like, on social media, he has this totally different persona than he does in real life. And I don't know how to explain it to you except that he had zero confidence, self-confidence. So it was like it was hard for him to make eye contact. He just seemed so nervous. And he, on social media, is like this badass, like, ex-Marine and, like, all these things. And he just seems, like, so macho hot and, like a social media influencer.
Yeah, come here and tackle me. I'm a terrorist. Come get me.
He's just hot, like, on social media. And in person, he wasn't. So I don't know. What was weird was, so a couple weird things happened while we were on the actual date. And then I'll tell you what even weirder stuff happened after the date. So on the date, the married couple that was trying to set us up was like, hey, let's all sit down and play some Monopoly. And I had put this on that night on my Snap story that I was playing Monopoly.
That's a bad start, first of all. Nobody plays Monopoly.
Oh, I like Monopoly. I'm a game player, though, so that's fine. Not like that, but board games. So we're sitting there, and everybody's sitting like crisscross applesauce.
Mm-hmm.
And he like is laying on his stomach to play, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like on the floor.
Yeah, like on his belly.
And he's
playing Monopoly
at me.
On his stomach?
Yeah.
Okay.
He looks at me and he
just
goes,
getting the picture.
Just imagine how creepy this is. He looks at me and he goes, you want to lay down with me? That's what he says. And I was like, I'm good.
In that voice?
Nice heavy breathing.
But he had like a higher pitch voice than that. Everything about him was
then
weird.
Then what did it sound like
it
in his
like,
voice?
Why don't you lay down? Like that. And I was like, why don't I not?
It sounds like he's Prince or something just talking.
So he says that. And then the couple that was trying to set us up was like, how about we all sit around and watch an episode of Last Man Standing? Because I had never seen it and he had never seen it. And they thought that I would like it. So I was like, okay. First of all, I think that's so weird to watch a television show with people that you barely know. I think that is the weirdest thing ever.
But Monopoly's okay.
And fun fact about me, I cannot stand any sitcom at all. I hate Friends. I know that's controversial. I don't like, what's the one with Neil Patrick Harris in it?
How I Met Your Mother?
I don't like How I Met Your Mother. I don't like anything that has a laugh track. Reba, sorry, forget you.
What?
I don't like anything that has a laugh track. And so it's a personal thing with me. I just don't do sitcoms. So I was already like, oh, I'm going to have to stomach through this and with a guy that I know I don't like. Well, of course, they're married and there's two couches. So they immediately go and sit on one couch together. Okay, the married couple.
Okay.
And then they're like, why don't you guys sit together? And I was like, oh my God. So then I'm forced to sit with this guy. Well, the way that the love seat was facing the TV, it was facing like away or across from the TV. So the only way that you could face the TV is if your back is to the armrest. Does that make sense to you? Like, if like you would have to lay down or sit with your back to the armrest because the TV's in front
You'd
of you that
turn,
way.
You'd have to turn, yeah, it's the other
way.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So because if I was sitting, I would be facing a wall or whatever if I was sitting correctly on the
couch.
Good
positioning, okay.
So this guy, Mr. Phony Baloney, is sitting behind me and he's like, here, why don't you sit here and like basically have my crotch on his dangling. Basically, I'm giving this guy a lap dance because he has me scooted all the way up on his crotch with my back against his stomach. And then he immediately wraps his arms around me and starts playing with my hands. Now,
what?
This is the thing. When you're on like a date and a guy that you just started seeing tries to hold your hand, it's always cute because they usually like play with your fingers a little bit or like rub your thumb or whatever. This guy was playing my hand like a damn piano. He was doing all this weird stuff. I didn't know what he was doing. I thought he was going to try to chop one of my fingers off.
You should have gave him some massage oil or something, like, if you're going to do it.
He was totally weird. Finally, after one episode, I was like, I'm getting the heck out of here. I want to go home. So I said I needed to go. He's like, let me walk you out to your car. I was like, no, thanks. I'm good. He's like, well, let me walk you to the front door. I get to the front door. He doesn't say anything to me. He just hands me his phone, which I knew was him being like, I want your number. But I didn't want to give it to him, but I had to because I was stuck. So I was forced to give him my phone number. And then he goes, can I have a hug? So I had to give him a hug. And then I was like, all right, well, it was nice to meet you. Got to go. Bye. And then he goes, can I have another hug? So I had to give him two hugs. And then I finally leave. That is not the juicy part of this entire story. What I found out next about this guy is why he has the name Mr. Phony Baloney.
He's a phony baloney.
Phony baloney.
Big phony.
All right, we'll find out more about Phony Baloney Man next on the Joe and Alex Show.